The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Very special guest has been here before, and this is his time of the year. It's Wolf time. It's Bernie the Wolf Wolfson. One of the originals, a trailblazer in the industry. We had Mel Kiper on last week, and we were giving him all the accolades, and I felt kind of bad afterwards because it's really this guy, Bernie the Wolf Wilson, who blazed the trails for guys like Lance and Daniel Jeremiah and all of these guys that are making fortunes now off of the NFL draft by being prognosticators. This is the first of its kind. Bernie the Wolf Wilson joining us here. What's up, Bernie?
Not much. Just having, I may need to call back.
Well, it sounds like you're a little discombobulated there. Is everything all right there?
Yes, because my mom, and I told her not to do this, but she got Takis. And so everyone talks about hot Cheetos, but to me, I can handle hot Cheetos. There's something about Takis that it's just too spicy on my tongue. And, oh my God, I'm trying to be professional, but this is. Hold on.
Wow. Wow, you should not.
Oh my God. All right. No. So it's great to be here on the radio show here in. Where are we right now? What's the station?
Well, this is 97.5 FM. We appreciate you listening.
Where are you located?
In Houston. Houston. You didn't know when our producer set this up. He didn't tell you were going to be in Houston. Okay.
It's great to be here in Houston talking about your Houston Texans. Bernie the Wolf from Sensible Draft Discourse. I apologize about, hopefully that wasn't on the radio, about the part where my mom bought Takis and it's really spicy on my mouth. So it's great to be here. Just want to warn everyone that Takis are not your friend, so just stick with regular Cool Ranch Doritos, and I think you'll be okay.
Cool Ranch Doritos, yeah, that's sensible.
I like it, and you can also make nachos. I don't know if you've ever done this, but sometimes one of the things my mom will do, you can put, if you get a tray, like a baking tray, like cookie tray or a baking tray or something, you can lay out, not like a small bag, you get the big bag, and mom lets me have some also, but what she'll do is she'll open a whole bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, mm-hmm. and then she pours it across the baking sheet, and then she gets a package, one of her Sam's Club cheese, like shredded cheese. It's called Mexi-Blend. And she'll take that and just scoops her handfuls all over the chips and then put it inside the oven. It makes delicious nachos. She's got her own caulking gun for sour cream. I don't know if you've seen Taco Bell has a sour cream caulk gun. Some people put, caulk on. Well, she's got sour cream loaded in it. And so she'll shoot that sour cream on there. And, oh, my man, I tell you what, that is really good eating right there. So just a little extra here from Bernie the Wolf Wilson, just trying to. And my mama will let me have some of those. She likes to watch her programs and stories with a big thing of nachos there, and she of course has lost a foot, as you know.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
The diabetes got her, but It is nice that she will. That's just a little culinary treat for Bernie the Wolf Wolfson.
Right. Now, Bernie, how old are you? If you don't mind, I'm asking, give me a ballpark of your age that you're still living with your mom and she's cooking for you and she lets you do stuff. That seems kind of odd at your age. You've been around doing this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm the one that actually started it. Basically, when the internet got invented, I was
pretty much one of the first
20 people who were on the internet.
Oh.
And I had saved up, got a computer. I worked on computers, building computers when I was young. And I was actually, before there was Todd McShay or anyone else, there was Bernie the Wolf Wilson. And I had my own website and newsletter. I still do. And another account I'm going to tell you about, but that one's probably going to be closing soon. And, I've been known as the number one, the world's first internet draft scout. And, some things they haven't caught on like I expected.
No.
I expected it. Like Daniel Jeremiah was just, he started an account called Move the Sticks, and then wow, whoop-de-doo, big deal. All of a sudden he's on ESPN2 and then NFL Network hires him, and like, hello, I've been doing this for a long time. And like, but I'm always on my grind. And as far as my mom is concerned, I know what you're insinuating. And
I'm just asking a question.
No, you're insinuating you're a grown man living with your mom. How about I'm a caretaker and I care about my mom?
Yeah, no.
And also,
she's got one foot.
Can't wheel down the ramp. She gets going too fast, and all of a sudden,
Wow!
It's like
scary.
You know,
scary.
I mean, that's too steep. The ramp is too steep, bud. So anyway,
right.
I don't love this draft class this year.
And what happened? What's the matter? Why don't you? Well, can maybe break down a player or two for us? Like the Texans are third.
Yeah, here's one. I have Frimball scores, and what I like to do is one of the greatest indicators of a player's success is you look at productivity, you look at physical measurements and different types of analytics, and then you also, one of the things I found is the key to success in professional football is finding players who get along and who are good in the locker room and out on the field, and that's why I created Frimball. It's called Burnalytics. Is my own version of analytics called Burnalytics, and it's got a Frimball score. And your Frimball score is a lot of it. I made it, so it's mine, proprietary. And
I don't think anybody else is going to use Burnalytics.
I go through your different social media platforms and just see how you behave with people. And I take trips when I can. So every year I go to the Senior Bowl. And I have as much interaction with these players as I can ever since COVID obviously hit. It's been harder. But this year I had more. And one player stood out as being pretty terrible, if you really want to know the truth.
Who was that?
And his Frimball score has gone very low. His Burnalytics are very low.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Who is that player?
I would tell you. Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah.
Malik Willis. Quarterback out
of
Liberty.
I saw him giving a homeless woman his clothes.
Yeah, well, that's what they wanted you to see. Did they film the part and put it on there? When he said, your shorts look bummy. He told me my shorts looked bummy.
Hmm.
And,
well, that hurts your feelings, I guess.
You know, and then somebody put, he gave clothes to a homeless woman. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, I just said, where's the video of him saying I look like a crumb bum and all that stuff? He called me bummy, a crumb bum. He laughed at me. He said, what are those? And he pointed at my shoes. And
they were
new shoes. And he said, what are those on my shoes? And a lot of players laughed. And I definitely did not forget that. So, yeah, Majre Sanders from Cincinnati, your Frimball score went in the toilet.
Wow, that is that's terrible. Well, they're going to be
now,
drafted
hand,
high.
Kenny
both
Pickett.
Of them, both of them will still
Kenny
be drafted.
Pickett. Yeah. But Kenny Pickett gave me a sweatband, so
he did.
That shows a willingness to be a good teammate.
Frimball.
I like the way he delivers his throws. He gets through his full field progressions.
Mm.
He reads the field well.
What about
He's
his little
nice
hands?
To children and also grown people who are kind of elderly family members, and he's just. a lot of great things going on. I have another, you know, I've got a newsletter, but also I had people convince me that I needed to get on the OnlyFans account so I could start to have my draft, because they said, Bernie, this is the way that you're going to monetize. Bernie, this is your way you're going to monetize. And people in the chat room that I'm in, and they're not always the nicest, but I really felt like they were doing something nice for me. And they said, Bernie, you got to get your OnlyFans account. Then people will subscribe to your great draft information. And they're like, oh, man, now finally the world will get to see all your great draft info. And so I opened up an OnlyFans account. And as soon as I get in there and set up my webcam, they made me so. And so I had to do. So my first part. My Mach 1.0, I had to do without a shirt off. They kept saying, take your shirt off, we'll give you a tip. And you should never have to do a mock draft without a shirt or pants on. They were telling me to get different stuff, like I had to get mom's whipped cream from the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
And they were asking me to put it around my nipples and areolas.
Oh,
and
no.
Then before I made the fifth pick on my mock draft, before I went with the Giants' first pick at 5, and then by pick 7, they said, my top pick 7 is over. If all of that stuff is gone, the whipped cream's gone, we're going to put another tip on there for you. You know how much I made off my first OnlyFans?
How much?
$17. So, that's not even that much.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, that's a nice start for your OnlyFans account. And
by the end, I was in underwear.
Right.
By the time I got to pick 29.
Did you get that cream? That whipped cream cheat the shooter out there and do all that stuff. That's nice. That's good. No, and what's your OnlyFans account? What's the site?
I prefer not to say right now.
Well, I'd like you to.
We're making some changes.
I'd like you. Everybody wants it. Okay.
I'm trying to turn the chat off.
Mm-hmm.
For that, because I didn't know what I thought you had to do that, or OnlyFans would kick you off if you didn't do what people told you to do. So. these people in my chat room are really, I'm starting to think that was a setup.
No, and, it's not. It's a good way for you to get your information out. So, was your mom in on this too, on the OnlyFans thing? Was she in the room?
No, she was, of course, in the other room laughing.
That'd be weird.
And then she was on her phone texting stuff. What I found out was she was one of the people in the chat.
Your mom was in the chat wanting you to get the
whipped
cream. How else would she know about the whipped cream in there in the fridge, right?
She's the one that said, oh, Bernie, maybe your mama made it with Mike Mayock, and maybe Mike Mayock is your dad, which got me excited for a second, but then I did the math.
Yeah.
Mayock would have had to be like 11 sleeping with my mom, and I know that's not what he would have done. There's no chance he was in the Jacksonville area when he was 11.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't ask you to take any showers or anything on that OnlyFans account, did they? No.
I just don't think OnlyFans should. I don't think people should be able to tell you what to do.
No,
have to do it or you don't get money. If I want to do that, I'd be on a pole somewhere.
Well, and I don't know that you should get on a pole, Bernie.
You haven't even hardly talked draft at all.
Well, trying to find out. What you think about some players, but this is a lot more interesting. So who did you? Can you just give us an indication who?
It's so hot. Hold on a second. It's so hot.
Well, you stop eating the Takis.
That's the only thing that will cool down Takis is chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk. Can you give us who the Texans, because they like. You know, did you meet Jack Easterby while you were there? Are you and Jack? Because he's all about friendship too.
Oh my goodness! So here's the thing, Jack. People in the Jacksonville area know Jack Easterby. He's a guy who spent some time down here. He's done some youth counseling, and I think Houston really got a good one. You guys are very lucky. I wish Jack Easterby were my father, because I can guarantee you this much: I wouldn't have a pantry full of Takis and then having people put, you know, whipped cream on my areolas. I guarantee that wouldn't happen if Jack were here.
No.
My mama would, but I don't think he'd find my mama right now with the foot and all. Probably wouldn't be attractive. But I think you're very lucky. I think Jack is a great person. He's very nice, mm-hmm. believes in the Lord, and does good things. And I think you're sitting in a really, what I like to call the catbird seat, because you're pick number 3 and 13, and like, people don't know what the Houston Texans are going to do. I know what they're going to do. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a Texan, and he has one of the highest spring ball scores that I've ever given out. The Vernalytics on this guy are off the charts. He plays hard against the run. He rushes the passer, does a lot of smiling. You don't see him yelling, cuss, and carry on at people on the sideline or get 15-yard penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct. Aiden Hutchinson is exactly what you want in a football player, and I think he's going to be a Houston Texan and the Rookie of the Year. And at pick number 13, I think the Houston Texans, their pick is a mystery. If you want to find out what they're going to do, I guess just go to my OnlyFans page. But just don't say anything and don't make me do anything. But subscribe. Barney the Wolf Olsen. Also, I'm doing some cameo stuff. The last three have gone poorly. Mm-hmm. People signed up for me to do cameos. I call their friends to leave messages, and it turns out that they give my phone number out, and they end up calling me, which is not how that's supposed to work.
No, that's not at all how it's supposed to work. Well, Bernie, that was – so get to Bernie's
only – They called me Creamy Nipples, and that's not what – I'll guarantee you that no one called Daniel Jeremiah Creamy Nipples.
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
That was a setup. And you know who did it?
Yeah.
My mom.
I thought it was McShay.
I mean, did your mom ever make you put stuff on your nipples?
My mom never did that. That's different. That's, yeah.
But she does make good nachos. But that doesn't, you can't balance out the horrible stuff with just a great plate of nachos. That's not going to balance it out.
Maybe she wants you to rub some whipped cream on her or sour cream on her nub. Maybe that would make it make
that's inappropriate.
Well, no, but she's
got that's an inappropriate comment about my mom.
No, but she doesn't have a foot anymore, right? So she's got that.
Oh, listen,
that nub.
So also, one thing that I'm going to be doing to my pages and different social platforms is this is the only place where you're going to get different culinary information. I've got a queso recipe that we're going to be giving out, and I'll also tell you what the Giants are going to do with their entire 7-round mock. So I am the only person who is giving out culinary surprises, treats, and recipes, while at the same time giving you the very best draft information and Burnalytics. So it's a combination of analytics, recipes, friendship, fun, and football. So it's that's definitely worth paying for, in my opinion.
No, that's the best. That's right. That is great.
Sensible Draft Discourse.
Well, yeah, that is.
At this time, yeah.
Right. It's Sensible Draft Discourse, and that's where you find Bernie the Wolf Wolfson, and on his OnlyFans page. OnlyFans page. That's great.
Yeah,
that's,
but don't, but
and say,
you don't have to chat. And,
yeah, and you can chat, though.
I might shut it down.
Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well,
that doesn't feel like a good platform for draft people.
Business decisions. Business decisions. That's what you're about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bernie, we appreciate it. Thanks. Say hi to your mom.
Draft platform should not have to make you do things that feel sexual in nature.
No. No, it shouldn't. And that's
by the way, you didn't even talk about Deshaun Watson.
Well, no.
His Burnalytics, did his friend ball score plummet? He really has gone low. He has really
his friend ball score has gone down gotta be real low. No. Yeah. All right. Well, we're done. We gotta go.
With the small towel.
Yeah, right. Okay. Bernie the Wolf Wolfson right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I got Doc Linville, and I'm looking right now on, Doc Linville has done unbelievable things. He's just done unbelievable things for me. He'll do unbelievable things for you if you're looking for hair. I don't know if Bernie has hair. I'm not sure. Nobody has, no one knows, but I do know this. Bernie the Wolf Wolfson, could benefit, just like everybody else can, from the greatness that is Doc Linville. He's awesome, people. If you're looking for the best way to get hair, the hair replacement way he does it, the taking it from the sides, basically painless. And the other way, I'm telling you, there's other options out there in the hair world that are painful. And holy crap, they cut the back of your head and the blood and then they put it on the top and that hurts as well. It's just not a good way to go about it. This is the best way. I loved it. I did both. And I'm going to tell you, this way is much better. If you're looking for the best way to get that hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
The Masters is underway. Jack hit the first shot. Garrick Higo is your early leader. Birdied one. Garrick Higo won back-to-back on the European Tour. They're just getting off. There's about 10-12 players on the course so far, and a couple of them are already in trouble, like J.J. Spawn, 3 over through 4. That's not a great start. It's got to be a little disappointing. You're so excited about playing at Augusta National. I can't even imagine teeing it up there, let alone teeing it up for the big tournament. Oh, my goodness. I lost a toe last year thanks to diabetes. Thank you for shining a little light on it on today's show with Bernie. Jason said that. All right, Jason. OnlyFans is fire. It's a lock that Bernie the Wolf has Whitney Merciless in his Ring of Honor.
Mm. He'd know him. He's a Jacksonville fan. He'd know Whitney Merciless. Yeah. Whitney probably got some stacks against him.
Yeah. So, well, but is anybody nicer than Whitney Merciless? So, of course he's in there.
I also don't co-sign making... Nachos are meant to be made with regular, like, with regular chips, not, yeah, not Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Dorito, no,
you don't make that. That's not real. Although, and where's the beans?
I know, but I wouldn't be bad to try.
You want beans? Doritos. Cool you want Ranch beans Dorito. On your nachos? Refried beans?
Yeah, of course.
Me too. Yeah. We didn't say anything about refried beans.
Well, no, but not everybody does that. Some
and
people
a
just
Taco
do meat
Bell
and
sour cream gun. Yeah. Where you go,
yeah, right.
That's not healthy.
Well, no, especially on OnlyFans, it's not healthy. That Bernie's on
Who
OnlyFans.
Who tricked him into an OnlyFans account and then made him take his clothes off to do the mock
bad
draft?
People.
No one asked you to do that if you're a legit draft analyst.
Well, he's a legit. He seems to be a little bit gullible, and you can push him around a little bit. I don't know. He doesn't seem. He seems as though. He seems a little weird. But that was Bernie the Wolf Wolfson right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Opening day. Opening day. And your Houston Astros are in Los Angeles. They would have opened up against the Phillies last week. That would be so cool. The Phillies followed by the Yankees and then go on the road. They'd be 6-0 right now heading into Los Angeles, already dominating the division. That would have been so much fun. So much fun. Now, the Phillies are going to be at the end of the season. I still haven't seen how they're going to get work the Yankees series in. They said that they're going to try and, you know, off days and what doubleheaders and stuff like that full 162 in.
But how?
I don't have any idea. No.
But how are you going to do that? Because you don't have enough, like, you'd almost have to move. You know, like when you have a dishwasher and you're saying, okay, it's pretty full, but I feel like these cups have not been put in a dishwasher
right. The
way that they should be. I feel right. like I can make, and if once you start moving around, you find some more space, like, okay, I just create enough space for two more cups. Can they do that with a baseball schedule?
I guess they're trying. They said they're going to play 162. All I've seen is that they're adding the first series of the year to the end of the season. So instead of ending on Sunday, the season will end on Wednesday now. And then they're doubleheaders. Has anybody actually seen? I have not seen how they're going to squeeze in that second series, which was the New York Yankees at home. And you know what? You want those dates. You definitely want those Yankee dates. Of all the teams that are in limbo, of all the series that are in limbo, it just had to be the Yankees series with the Astros. Because there are bia. I mean, is any team, any good team dominated another good team as much as the Astros?
No,
it have is, dominated it, the Yankees.
It's good to make the Yankees our children. Yeah. I mean, that is good. But in one, you know, at one point, I think, okay, well, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to miss Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. But then, from watching baseball, you want to see it. Just as a, you know, as a fan of the game and a fan of the Astros, you want to see them play the best team. So,
yeah.
Oh, we'll Yankees? See how baseball does this. I don't know how they're going to do it. You can't do a game here, a game there. Maybe if you have, what are you going to do? Maybe if you have the interleague series against the Mets, are you going to turn, maybe you say, okay, well, let's turn this into a doubleheader on this game, and then we'll get a doubleheader in on this game, and then we'll play an extra Yankees game, you know, on this series as a doubleheader. I think that's the only way they can do this is by playing doubleheaders and maybe taking – when the Astros are already in New York for a Mets series, you know, interleague. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know how they're going to do this. So we'll see what happens.
When we come back, update you on what's going on minor league wise. Our team lost again, and I want to get into some draft. You mentioned Stingley. We got some other stuff that we need to talk about here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. But right now, I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there's one way to do it, and that's go to see my man, John Clay Wolf, over at GimmeTheVin.com. Just the best. He's the best in the business at buying and then getting rid of those cars. He bought over a billion dollars worth of cars last year and then sold them at market. And you know what? He's created an industry. Honestly, I don't know how he does it because, oh, my God, the car industry, it's so difficult right now and blah, 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 blah. And dude has bought $1 billion worth of cars. And he pays you more. So he's giving more and then selling them at auction, and which he doesn't make as much money on because he pays more for them, right? And what they go for at auction is what they go for at auction. But John Clay Wolf is not making as much money as the other guys. It's because he's paying you more for that car. So if you're looking for the best way to sell that car, get more money, it's through GiveMeTheVin.com. There's one place to go. GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Space Cowboys lost again last night. Hunter Brown threw 3 2/3. He got up to 98 miles an hour at one point. He had 4 strikeouts in those 3 2/3. Brett Conine threw 3 scoreless and hitless. Brett Conine is a guy that you hear his name a little bit, so you got to watch for him. Pedro Leon homered. He gave the Space Cowboys a 3-1 lead in the 7th with a homer, narrowly clearing the left field wall, 2-run shot. So Pedro Leon picking up where he left off in the spring and homering. He's a guy that could be up. I mean, you want to talk about a specimen? You want to talk about a guy who is going to bet? Is Forrest Whitley, he's on this team. Do you think Forrest Whitley actually pitches this season?
Oh, with the Space Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just on like a short-term 7-day. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, 100% I think he pitches.
And do you actually.
He's throwing with some gas. Have you seen the videos of him?
Yeah, great.
He can hit 98.
Great.
Or 96. I don't think I saw 98.
Great. That's just awesome. Do you think he'll ever pitch for the – I mean, remember he was a guy
that – No, I do not believe he'll ever pitch for the Astros.
You don't think he'll ever pitch for the Astros?
I believe he'll pitch in the minor leagues. I don't think it will be good enough, and I don't think he'll be good enough to get to the Astros. Maybe he'll pitch in the majors at some point in his career. I don't think it's for the Astros. Astros are deep. You got Hunter Brown on the come up. Luis Garcia's young. Fromber's young.
Urquidy
is relatively young. I mean, they're all sub-30. So there's 4 pitchers just right there. I haven't mentioned McCullers, Verlander, Christian Javier has starter stuff. Yeah, I just don't see how Forrest Whitley.
Well, he might Whitley's be. You know what? They might move him into the bullpen, whatever. If they can, hey, how much money have they put into this dude for him never to get to the majors?
Yeah, but you're not going to throw him. Your team is too good for you to just throw him in there so you feel good about it. Like, hey, well, at least we could let him pitch in the majors. If he's not good enough, he's not good enough.
Well, no. That's the question. Will he ever be good enough to pitch in the majors?
You don't want to chase bad money with more bad money.
No, but will he ever be good enough to pitch in the majors? Because the thought was he was going to be good enough, and then he's hurt. And then he might be good enough, and then he's hurt.
His stuff was good enough to be picked where he was picked. I would say there's probably a 40% chance that he eventually makes that he throws a pitch in the majors. I think there's a 25% chance it's with the Astros. Unless he's a bullpen guy, which I don't see. I'm to the point now where I need to see what his control is like, but is there any chance he could use, you know, that fastball to potentially be a closer? Does he want to reinvent himself? Because, you know, we do know he has talent. We do know he has the profile of a major league player, but he's had personal problems. He's had injury problems, and now he's got a depth issue because the Astros have some deep young starters, and then they've got a pitcher ahead of him, at least one pitcher ahead of him on the Astros, in their minor league pipeline. So I don't really see how he makes it up with the Astros. I don't know where it happens.
I think that at some point, if he's good enough, you just do it. You just say, you know what, we have put so much time, we've put so much money, we've put so much into this dude. Let's just now, if someone will give you something for him, that's another story.
Yeah, I think that's more likely because you're not going to just let
him start. I don't know who's
going to
give you anything for a guy that can't ever stay healthy.
But see, I just don't see how you're going to let him start because you feel bad about drafting him where you did, and you just like who's. Whose start are you going to take away? You're basically, he has to be really, really good to move up. They're not going to just give him a courtesy start or a sympathy start. They're trying to win. Now, if the Astros are disappointing this year and they end up not being a playoff team, I could see Whitley. If they're not a playoff team, probably because they have injuries and injuries to the pitching staff. And if that's the case, okay. Well, then maybe I could, maybe I could see him if he's had a good year for the Space Cowboys getting up and throwing, sure. But that's a worst-case scenario that the Astros have injuries and are not a good team. And you certainly don't want that to be the case. Can he be a starter for a good Astros team? Looks unlikely.
No. But who knows? He might be. You know what? Just get in the bullpen. Let's go. Get in there. And we'll try and get...
Maybe that's what they'll do.
Maybe that is because, hey, you throw an inning. We can't count on you to throw four or five innings because you'll be on the DL for about 6 months. So get out there and throw an inning, and then we'll bring you back in here, and hopefully you'll be able to heal. We'll put you on ice right away, and we'll put you in a bubble right away so that you don't get hurt again. That's my hope for my that would be, to me, the best case scenario for Forrest Whitley is that he actually gets into a major league game as a reliever, and he is actually pitching and giving you some quality innings, maybe one at a time, and that's just fine. Derek Stingley had his pro day. Rand, do we have official?
The scouts I talked to said it was 440 to 444, depending on the stopwatch. Somebody from LSU obviously told me 4.38. They try to get the fastest time they can possibly find and say that was his time. But he ran a legit sub 4.45 40. He ran on the fast side of the 4.4s. Plenty fast. He was 188 pounds, which was lighter than he was in 2019. It's the lightest he's been that I can recall of the teams. The scouts I talked to said he was closer to 200. That he can walk around over 200 pounds, that's not a problem. His body type he's big. He's a big guy, and he walks around over there. You know, he's a very quiet person. I think there are some maturity issues that are at play that some teams want to make sure he's a mature player who when he has to work on stuff by himself or when he gets in the league, he has the old phrase, what is a player going to do with more money and more time on his hands? Is he going to use that time wisely to become a better player? Is he going to not let the money take over who he is and what he does as a football player? So you ask that about every single question. You ask that question about every player you're considering drafting. And I think that's a question that they're asking about Derek Stingley. But I've heard the Texans have done a lot of work on Derek Stingley. And, I mean, front office people are digging in on him. People, mid-level people are digging in on him. They're getting as much fact-finding going on Derek Stingley as possible because they view that as a primary concern, more than offensive tackle. And I could see the Texans trading out of pick number three. Even if Evan Neal is there, I could see the Texans trading back and still looking at Derek Stingley. So remember I just said that in case that happens. If they trade out of three and they trade somewhere like, you know, let's say if they flip-flop with Seattle, let's say they flip-flop 3-9, I could see Seattle taking Evan Neal and the Texans taking Derek Stingley at 9. So keep that in mind. I think the Texans view cornerback as their top need.
I could see that too. Or
pass rush. Or pass rush. And 9 would certainly be pass rush spot too.
Well, in the old adage, the pass rush helps the secondary. I mean, it certainly helps your.
Now, I don't think. Now, here's what I don't. They are doing their work on Kayvon Thibodeau, and maybe Thibodeau would be that player. But I think if it goes Trayvon Walker followed by Aiden Hutchinson as 1-2, I could see the Astros trading out of 3.
Or Texans.
I mean, the Texans trading out of 3 and potentially targeting Derek Stingley or Jermaine Johnson or George Karlaftis or Kayvon Thibodeau at a later time. There's some people who think Thibodeau could fall to 10 or beyond. So this is a wild – behind the scenes, different draft sites or different gambling sites, sports books, are not offering draft props. It's very strange. We're in April, and there's still no draft props or limited draft props on a lot of sites. You know why? Because it's the most they feel like they have the least handle on the draft that they've probably ever had. And my guess is they've gotten stung the last couple of years. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Because we're in April, and they haven't had anything out. So my guess is it's because I'm interested in seeing that stuff because I want to see where the numbers are versus – how I see the board, and they don't even have it out on a lot of sites right now.
Interesting. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. By the way, you can listen to your Space Cowboys right here, another game tonight, right here on ESPN 92.5.
Maybe Pedro Leon goes yard back-to-back games.
92.5, you can listen to your games right here.
When we come back, I do want to touch on Adam Silver had a discussion with the Board of Governors, and there was an interview, and he had some very interesting things I want to get to about state of the league and some concerns he has about the league moving forward. 8:45 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's The Bench.
And Kinetics.
Oh, QC Kinetics. Good. So my wife is going to run the my wife's getting ready to run the Boston Marathon. We're going to take off out there next Friday. And I really feel bad for her because it's really been a struggle. She found out she qualified back in 2019, couldn't run because of the pandemic in 20 and 21, took that out of play. And, you know, one of the things that's really been a problem for her is that since that time, and she's been doing a lot of running, she's run several marathons. One of the problems that's arisen is she's bone on bone right now with her right knee. And she's tried some different things, and they haven't worked. She continues to try to fight her way through it. But, you know, there's actually a solution now, and now we're going to QC Kinetics. And I'm really happy. People who have chronic pain, knee pain, joint pain, shoulder pain, listen, you don't have to get surgery and steroids. There are new regenerative treatments that are available from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. And I'm so happy that my wife is going to now start that process of getting the knee where it needs to be. QC Kinetics is the leader in these exciting biological therapies that help restore and repair damaged tissue. Restore and repair. If you got knee pain, joint pain, shoulder pain, hip, back, I don't care where it is, and it's not going away, you need to check out these new treatments because they have astonishing patient satisfaction reports, and they can actually help your body restore and repair. There's no downtime, there's no drugs, and most importantly to me, there's no surgery. Make sure that you call my friends to set up your consultation just like we are, because I plan on getting my wife back to where she needs to be. She's super excited about it. 713-913-5285. If you need to learn more information about biological therapies, make sure you call the experts at QC Kinetics. That's 713-913-5285.
We'll take a short break.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. As I told you before, I want to get to quickly to some of the things Adam Silver talked about. Number one, you can almost sense, you and I have talked, no, you weren't here when we talked about it. It's Dell and I talked about this. You know, the NBA All-Star Game is in Salt Lake City.
Right.
Now, knowing what you know, now Freaky Deaky called and said, this is the NBA is trying to, they're basically, the NBA is getting tired of the way the players have taken over the league. So they said, you know what? We'll put the game in Salt Lake City. All-Star Weekend is now in Salt Lake City, where you don't have bars stay
is
open.
Salt Lake ready
limited
for the NBA
amount of bars.
All-Star Game?
No! No! The players won't come. This is the thing. Players who view the All-Star Weekend as a chance to, well, players who view it as All-Star Weekend mm-hmm. with fun and parties and all that stuff and not the game, they're going to sit this one out and just, they'll get rest. James Harden didn't play this year. James Harden is not going to go
James
play.
James Harden didn't play because he got his feelings hurt about being picked last.
And then he said he was injured. But here's the thing. James Harden will not play in the 2023 All-Star Game. There's no chance. Not in Salt Lake City. He's not making
that
trip.
What are the strip clubs like in Salt Lake?
They have some. There's not a lot. There's not a lot. And I don't know how late they can stay open because we're talking about state laws about, you know, alcohol. There's only they have very strict rules about alcohol sales. So I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
They do have clubs though that
yes,
you can
they
join.
Have clubs that you can join, and that's the way you'd have to do that. Do you have enough clubs to join for everyone that descends on All-Star Weekend?
Well, and that's the question. But that is another question, though. Who's going to descend? You think all these people from L.A. and all of California that descend on these All-Star weekends, they're going to go to Utah?
I think you immediately cut 30% out.
More.
There's 30% immediately that won't come, for sure. But there may be some movement here. People, I can sense a movement is afoot. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver closed out this year's Board of Governors meetings with a Q&A with basketball media. Among the biggest topics of discussion were questions as to whether the league plans to remove next year's All-Star festivities from Salt Lake City, Utah, after the state approved a discriminatory bill banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports. And let's from Adam Silver.
Here's Adam.
Perfect. Here's Adam Silver was asked about that, and here are his comments.
There was no discussion over the past 2 days about moving the All-Star Game from Salt Lake City, and we do not anticipate moving the game. I'm watching these bills throughout the country, and in those states where we have teams that are operating, we're working directly with those teams. In this case, Ryan Smith, the principal governor of the team, and the Utah Jazz have come out against that legislation. But we find that, and in our conversation with Ryan, we think we can create an inclusive environment for our All-Star Game in Salt Lake City that will be welcoming for all our guests and for diverse community of Utah as well.
So wait a minute. So I just don't understand that, first of all. How is it that if transgender girls can't compete in girls sports in Utah, that the NBA feels like they're going to be inclusive? What the two don't have anything to do with each other?
No, they're saying you're not being inclusive.
I know, but they're saying we're going to be inclusive. You're going to be inclusive anyway, regardless. You have nothing to do with that bill.
Well, they have moved. And
I know they
moved before.
Yeah.
So now people are looking at, hey,
Charlotte. They moved out of Charlotte.
Out of Charlotte. Now, I think you have people saying, hey, but also, can we get this out of Utah? I think people are like, hey, I wasn't really on this hardcore, but now I am. And I think it's an interesting discussion for grown-up adult people who are not going to yell and scream and who you, and have an honest back and forth. if this is if the NBA would look at this differently because Utah is so heavily Mormon, and if you say, okay, well, if you are going to be inclusive, one of the things that is the very definition of inclusivity is having is showing respect to religious beliefs, right? Whether it's Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or Mormon,
doesn't feel like that means inclusive.
but that's what I'm saying is being tolerant of people's belief systems, right?
Yeah.
If you have religious beliefs, would you be?
That's not the case, Lance. That's not what inclusivity means. Inclusivity means making sure that that minorities are included and not ostracized.
Okay, do you think Mormons are the minority religious group or a majority group?
Well, but the thought of homosexuality, it's a biblical thought. It's not a Mormon thought. It's a biblical thought. And that is the majority, not the minority.
Okay. What about...
It's not about Mormons because, look, it's happened in a lot of states. Actually, the governor of Kentucky just vetoed
the bill. Forget the word inclusivity. The word tolerance does work.
Yeah.
So the word tolerance for... So I wonder if the league looks at this specifically because it is so heavily Mormon, if there is an idea that the bill, its passage in the entire state, I know the entire state is not Mormon. I know that. I did a show with Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas, you know, he did radio for Utah, Utah Athletics. And we talked about it. He said, look, it's, his experience was, he had a different experience. If you're not inside the group, you're not ostracized, but you're not included at all. So I wonder, because they have a very strong belief system, right? That's a very specific belief system. I wonder if the league will look at this as, well, I understand it's a state bill, but we also feel like maybe some of that is driven by the overwhelming religious belief inside the state. And so we feel like that's a little slippery slope to do the same thing that we did in Charlotte, where that had nothing to do with I shouldn't say nothing to do, but they didn't feel like it was the bill was primarily based upon a particular religion. I just wonder if the NBA is going to look at it differently. I also think there's a financial consideration to have an All-Star weekend, and Utah did what they needed to do to get – that's what it is. I mean, you get Super Bowls based on, do you get public funding for a new stadium?
Yeah.
You get a Super Bowl. You get an NFL draft now. That's another thing they're throwing out there, maybe the combine soon. You get a basketball. You get an All-Star weekend to help – your economy. You get baseball all-star games. I just wonder if they don't want to mess with Utah too much because A, there is a financial consideration that they're giving Utah, and B, if it has anything to do, and it's just kind of me thinking out loud, but I have to wonder if that's part of it. I could see a scenario where if you have enough organizers create all-star weekend in Las Vegas, all-star festivities in Las Vegas, and then they just go to the game on Sunday. In other words, all-star festivities are going to be Friday and Saturday in Las Vegas for the parties and everything.
Yeah.
And then Sunday,
they go
we'll
to
just
Utah.
Fly to the game.
No, I don't think they're going to do that.
I could see people doing that. They'll do it in L.A. They'll do it in Las Vegas, and then we'll go for the game. Now, the problem is you have skills contest on Saturday, Rising Stars Challenge on Friday. Are those games not going to be in... they're draws that are given as part of All-Star Weekend. They're still going to be in Utah. I'm telling you now, though, you will have, I will predict, a minimum of four All-Stars who sit out. Never has that happened ever in basketball history.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had?
Well.
When have you said, when's the last time you remember people just bailing on the All-Star game, said, nah, I'm just not going to show up?
Well, I could certainly see it in Utah.
When have you ever seen that?
Players. I could see a lot of the people that go to it.
Right. But what about players? I could see players bailing on the weekend and saying, I just want to rest.
We just saw it in baseball last year. We saw all the Astros bail out.
Yeah, but that was not because they didn't want to. That was a very specific reason, the cheater stuff. I could see them saying, this weekend's not going to be any fun. I'd rather fly off. And it's not like they're going to sit home and rest. They're going to fly somewhere cool and party somewhere cool. And we're going to South Beach.
This isn't religious at all. It's a Republican movement. That's why other states are pushing it. Listen, religious beliefs play into their politics.
Yes, no, I understand. I understand all that. I understand the Democratic Republican. I get all that. What I'm saying, yeah, and John just mentioned it. They can be mutually exclusive. They can be both.
They can be.
They can be both. And Utah is also extremely conservative, but not just because that's their overlying principle. It's deeply rooted in a sameness of religion in many cases. It's very specific to their state. That's why I'm asking that question. I might be wrong, but I'm just saying I wonder if that has anything to do with it, where the NBA, as the NBA looks at it.
Right. The optics of it could be, yes, we want to make sure that we don't offend them, I guess. I don't know why the NBA would care about offending the Mormons, but whatever. In 901 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. And right now, how about yesterday? Well, I can talk about it because it was on Twitter. Brian McTaggart, I tweeted out a tweet that Chastain Ford had tweeted out about a guy getting a car. And Brian McTaggart said, hey, I'm looking for a pre-owned vehicle for my daughter who's going off to college. Done. Chastain Ford response, done. We've got 90% of our pre-owned vehicles on the lot are certified. We've got plenty of them. And he looked through there and goes, oh, I like that one right there. And I hope Brian McTaggart went there and took care of business with Chastain Ford. You can do this as well. Go to the website and see all the pre-owned vehicles that they have, or go to the lot. I like to touch them, smell them. I like to know. I like to see them. I like to talk to the people there. I like to see. And what you're going to find out is that these people are the nicest people in the world, and they're going to bend over backwards for you. You're not going to be able to see that online so much because, okay, we're working on the deal. We're going to get this deal done for you. We're going to make sure that we can get you at your payments. We're going to make sure that you get all of the rebates and everything else that we can possibly get you. If you're ordering, you can get – you're not going to pay MSRP if you're ordering that vehicle. You're not going to have any add-ons. You're not going to have markup. You're not going to get any of that stuff. What you're going to get is a square deal. I find that when you're at the dealership, you can see the hard work a lot more, but you can do it all online if you don't feel like going there. You can get this job done all at ChastainFord.com. I'm telling you, if you're looking for that Ford car, truck, or a pre-owned vehicle, get to Chastain now. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.